out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Video for San Francisco Holiday by Thelonious Monk, also called Worry Later. So this is the top melody. And then the counter melody. It's a little low on the guitar to play it down here. You could go something like maybe or with the open string. And then, or maybe here. But probably here is better. I want to get these colors in the chord, and I want the melody to speak a little better, so I think 8VA. And then I can just use, since it's A and D, I can just use these open strings. It's the chords are C minor over A to a D7 flat 9 kind of thing. So it's another, this is a sequence. C minor over A, D7, B flat minor over G, C7, and then to like a B flat 7 sharp 9. So I'll play it like this. And move this line down here. It's chromatic except it skips a C sharp, the way I'm playing it. There's maybe other ways to play it, but the way I heard it and learned it, and the way I play it is to skip that C sharp so that you land in certain places like this. So that when you're on the D, you have the fifth here, and you have the flat nine on top. And then when you get to the G F diminished, the F is there. And then she goes to an E. Right. Sorry, I can't sing that high. Yeah, something like that. So together. Now you gotta make the switch. Something like, I'm just keeping these fingers here and then switching. It's like this. Or maybe this. That's just normal. This is like a B flat 7 sharp 9. This is a little touch. I guess it's kind of my own thing, but I could be more simple. I could just hit on that chord, but I like to go put a little 2-5 with the low F, and then grab this, because that's hard. That's a hard chord to get. I mean, I could do it here. Could kind of do this kind of version of it, but I like it without the third, and it's nice. And just get the full chord I'm playing. Oops, sorry, wrong chord. That's tricky. I went to the F because it makes sense to go to the F after G, C, but it actually goes to B flat. Here. Now this could be this is a nice chord to play. Just a B flat 7 with the two open strings on top. Stroke I'm using is this kind of pandeiro stroke that I learned in Brazil from Nelson Faria, guitarist there. So it's not all upstrokes, and it's not alternating, but it's actually two upstrokes, downstroke, upstroke. This goes like up, up, down, up. So it's imitating a pandeiro sound, like a. For the downstroke, I'm using the back of the fingernails, like. It gives it a kind of a cool asymmetrical rhythm, and a little a little lope to it. So I'm using that on that bridge. And if I can, I grab that flat nine. It's a little hard to grab. B flat over D sharp. B natural. B natural triad over D sharp. I think that in the Cardinus Sickler book they put an F in it. So it's like it's kind of like a Lydian B natural. When I played this with Kenny Barron, he put a different chord at the end. I think he put like a B natural. I mean like just regular B natural, not in the inversion. But I like this. Just playing the triad is kind of nice. Okay, so I think that's about it for this one. Of course, it's a little tricky to get both those voices to come out, so the tempo will be determined by how well you can do that part, I think. That's probably about as fast as I could do it right now. See, I wasn't good. That's the way I want it to sound. Also that one. I could make it easier. Or even. But, you know. I like this better. All right. Enjoy.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.